Art, a lot of attention has been paid to Russell Wilson's youth and whether the Seahawks can be playoff contenders with a rookie at quarterback, but at midseason, that might not be of most concern.
Well, it seems Russell Wilson has done about as well as anyone could expect. There's been a steady progression in his ability to grasp the offense and execute it. In fact, last Sunday against Detroit, he had his best game. He led the team to 24 points, and in most games in the NFL, 24 points should get you a win. That was especially the case with the Seahawks because for the first half of the season, everyone was excited about how dominant the Seahawks defense was. Well, they didn't turn out to be so dominant. They let the Lions run the field in the last 5 minutes of the game, scoring a touchdown with just seconds left to win 28-24, and it was an absolute jaw-dropper to a whole lot of Seahawks fans. And so what that exposed, I think, is the same issue on the defense that they had on offense, which is youth and inexperience. The Seahawks have, among the 15 guys who play regularly on the defense, seven of them are in their third year or less. That's not necessarily the youngest defense, but it is a young defense, and they're prone to mistakes. And the guy right in the middle of that is middle linebacker Bobby Wagner, who is a rookie. And that's where I think this thing is a problem, because the guy in the middle and one guy next to him is a second year, KJ Wright. They admit the game is moving very much faster than it was in college, and they are prone to taking the fakes. They are seeing false reads and biting and getting fooled by offenses who are increasingly aware of the Seahawks' defensive tendencies and are making better play calls against the rookies.
And then, of course, you've called the middle linebacker position the quarterback of the defense. You've got a rookie there, and then you've got a rookie at quarterback.
Right. I don't think fans fully appreciate the difficulty of putting a rookie in both spots. And it's coming home now because as the season progresses, every team gets more and more video information on the tendencies of their opponents. And now there's a book out there on the Seahawks' defensive tendencies, and they can be fooled.
You think fans are focusing too much on the defense's performance in the Monday Night Football win over the Packers?
Right. I think that's the biggest issue. That was such a dramatic game in which they got 8 sacks against Aaron Rodgers in the first half, and everybody thought this was going to be the greatest defense ever, and it wasn't. The Seahawks got those 8 sacks. Green Bay adjusted. They got no more sacks in the second half, and in the 5 games since, they only have had 11 sacks. So that's just one little metric. It's not the be-all and end-all, but it's just a demonstration of how other offenses have figured out the Seahawks' defense. And the second half of the season is going to be about the Seahawks getting more experience, getting smarter, and changing up what they were doing in the first half so they don't become so predictable.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.